At Planet Fitness, a lot has changed since 1998, but our membership has always been just $10 a month. On June 28th, that rate will increase to $15 a month for new members. So if you've been thinking about joining, now is the perfect time to lock in $10 a month for good. Once you join, your rate will never increase for the life of your membership. Enjoy free fitness training and equipment for every workout, all in the judgment-free zone for $10 a month. Don't miss out. Offer ends Thursday, June 27th. Rejoining after cancellation will result in change in membership price. See club for details.
This episode brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. Shopify is there to help you grow. Shopify helps you sell everywhere, from their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system. Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms, and sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. What I love about Shopify is how no matter how big you want to grow, Shopify gives you everything you need to take control and take your business to the next level. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S., and Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning help is there to support your success every step of the way, because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/westwood1, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/westwood1 now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/westwood1.
3, 2, 1.
Do you know what I feel like doing?
Getting back from some cartoon characters?
Of course. I feel like kicking back, relaxing, and getting comfy. Welcome to the Get Comfy Lowdown. I'm your host, Kalo, as always, here to give you the lowdown on all things that are Disney-related, and I'm joined by my co-host.
What up, guys? It's the name on the mic. How's everyone doing today?
And before we get into today's list, we'd like to say thank you to anybody and everybody who is liking and sharing this podcast with anybody and everybody you know.
Thanks, guys.
So we are down to travel through our childhood, and we're going to be revealing a bunch of the shows we watched on Disney, and this is all of the Disney animated shows. This is everything ranging from Sophia the First, Doug, Emperor's New School, The Replacements, all of it. We have it all. Everything's
here. Yeah, we have it all.
So, to start things off, you might as well get a little royal, because we have Sophia the First.
I do know the name now.
It has a good theme song, good introduction.
Oh, he doesn't. Oh, okay. I remember. We're missing the show. I just remembered.
Okay. Well, we'll throw it in at the end.
All right.
But Sophia the First, I can go B tier.
Okay.
There's also a for the sake of we have a barely remember, like,
yeah,
that's where we stuff the loose interpretations of those shows. This one. This one right here, Disney sing-along songs. Bro, this is like Spotify before it was Spotify. Mm-hmm. This is where they took all the Disney songs from all these different movies, shows, everything, put it in. They had a little like lyrics at the bottom where you can sing along, whole concept. Mm-hmm. I can go S tier for this.
Yeah, I agree.
All right. This next one is Super Robot something. Team,
turn your head. Come on,
Force Go. Super Robot something. Force Team Go. I think I remember this, but I don't.
Yeah, I don't know. Barely remember.
All right,
let me go on a trip to a favorite rocket ship, going through the skies.
Bro,
Einsteins.
I had such like a stigma about this show, where all the smart kids in my school, they only watched this show. And that's how they got smart. And just because I was a stupid young kid, I refused to watch it because I'm like, I'm not one of those smart kids. That's my rationale.
So fun fact, I never heard of the show until the Trap remix came out. It was like, going on a trip, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. We're going on a trip, to our favorite rocket ship going through the skies, Little Einstein.
It was a banger, dude. I'm going S tier for Little Einsteins.
Oh, yeah.
Them versus the Backyardigans would have been legendary.
Oh. Or is the Backyardigans the ones that are like, there's an animal in trouble somewhere?
Yeah, yep, with Pablo the penguin.
Pablo, a random name for a penguin.
So we got Brandy and Mr. Whiskers up next. I remember this show.
I remember this show to C tier.
Yeah, it was just one of those shows, like if it was on, like
you it was on, you were watching, yeah.
Just there. Future Worm. I don't remember this, nor have I never seen this. Actually, yeah, it would make sense to Google.
Yeah.
Just in case.
Yeah, no, I never seen this one. When did this come out?
This says 2018. Yeah, oh, definitely never watched this.
No.
So Future Worm goes into the never seen category, but a show I've seen. Goof Troop.
Goof Troop.
This is going A or S.
Oh yeah, this is like off the sets of the Goofy movie and all that. Yeah. I remember this one.
So what are we thinking for Goof Troop?
A.
There we go.
Roxanne's not in it as an adult.
That's the biggest sham I've ever seen. They should have. Bro, out of respect for Bob.
No. Fuck you.
You like Handy Mandy more than Bob the Builder.
No, I thought you were going to say respect to Bob. I'll put a Handy Mandy on top of S. They're like, no.
I'm putting him in F.
Yeah, put him in there. All right, good.
Get out of here, Handy Mandy.
I'm glad we're on the same page.
All right, bro. I don't know the name of the show, but I recognize like the stacking dolls.
Oh my God.
And it says Heroes. I don't remember the name, but I hated each and every one of these things, so it's going into F tier.
Okay.
Right next. All right, we were just talking about this. House of Mouse. This is kind of like the Amanda Show for Disney.
Mm-hmm.
And I remember the introduction was always like all of like the Disney characters like hanging out in like the club. And like there was an episode where the villains took over the club. Bro, like this was top tier stuff.
That was, what a concept of it, first of all.
Honestly, yeah. Like it was insane. Like, Goofy was a waiter. Yeah. Dude, this is
not doing a good job.
No, this is S tier for me.
Yeah, 100%.
All right, Lloyd in Space.
I barely remember that.
This was D tier. I used to watch it, but it was whatever. Mickey Mouse Works. I barely remember this.
I believe you.
Milo Murphy's Law.
So this, I only know this because I followed the guy who does Steve Smith's voice. This is his show. This is kind of in the same universe as Phineas and Ferb. I could give it a like I said, I never seen it, but out of respect to Phineas and Ferb, I'll give it a D.
I'm right there. I'll be right there with you.
Yeah.
Motor City. I've never seen it.
No, I've never seen it.
All right, this next show I remember. It was a bunch of like otters. It's like otter something.
I remember the show.
Oh, PB&J Otter, I think, or something like that. It was like peanut butter and jelly because like they were colored like this. Yeah, PB&J Otter. I remember the show, yes.
I typed in PB&J wrong and I just got otters.
Love it. I mean, that's not a bad search anyway. I can give this a B tier.
Okay, I'm with you on that.
What the heck?
Is that Ninjago?
No, it's like Randy something Ninja.
Randy something Ninja. I barely remember this one.
Randy Cunningham, ninth grade ninja.
Ninja, yep. Yeah, I barely remember this one.
I'll go barely. He kind of looks familiar. The Sonic the Hedgehog show. Don't remember this.
But it's your boy Sonic.
I'm gonna go barely remember out of respect for him. Tailspin. I've seen this. I'm going. You're going S?
No. I've never seen it.
Oh, okay. So I'll put it up at C tier.
Okay.
The New Adventures of Winnie the Pooh.
I never seen this.
I think I have, so barely remember.
Like, I was a Cartoon Network kid. I like barely watched Disney. Yeah.
The Wuzzles. Never seen it.
The Wuzzles. What a name.
Yeah, it is weird. Timon and Pumbaa. I have seen this. And it was in the era where they were, much like with New Adventures of Winnie the Pooh, they were just making shows to just make them.
Timon and Pumbaa, I loved. But I'll give it an A.
All right. Out of respect for the king, Pride Rock. Good Morning Mickey. This is the show they have if you ever go to Disney and you're at your resort. They have like all the old Disney cartoons playing, and this is like I assume what it is. So I can go B tier or A just because I like them. They're cool.
I've never seen it, so that's up to you.
All right, we'll go A. The Little Mermaid show.
Never seen it.
Vampirina. Never seen. Doc McStuffins.
That sounds so familiar.
I think I've seen a few episodes, and it's gonna go E tier for me.
Okay, yeah, I barely remember it.
The Three Caballeros. This is Donald Duck and his two Mexican bird friends. I'm gonna go E tier just because I haven't seen the show. 101 Dalmatians. I have seen this cartoon.
I have seen this too. I'll give it a solid D tier.
Yep, it's right there. Jungle Junction. Never seen it. Aladdin, the show.
Oh, put that in C tier.
This might go S. American Dragon, Jake Long.
I could do A.
A? I can see
it. Because the mid-season, they changed the animation of it, and I hated it. It confused me.
All right, so up next is Big Hero 6, the show. Haven't seen it. Never seen. Buzz Lightyear Star Command. This show was an underrated banger. I can go A.
This show is the true origin story of the Lightyear show. Not what we got in 2021. Get that shit out of here. Put that shit in S.
Right up Thank there. You. Captain Jake and the Neverland Pirates.
The true Jack Sparrow.
True. I can go E. It's on that same level of Doc McStuffins.
Yeah.
Darkwing Duck. I love this show.
I barely remember. It took Donald Duck's uncle or something like that, right?
Yeah. I can go D or C.
I barely remember, so whatever you...
I'll go C. It wasn't that bad. Chip and Dale Rescue Rangers. This can go A or S for me.
Chip and Dale Rescue Rangers. What would you say? Where would you put it?
A or S.
Put in A.
There we go. This is the new Mickey Mouse stuff. I don't know if you've seen it.
I've seen it with my nephew. I'll put it in B.
B, all right. Doug.
That's pretty good.
Did you watch Doug as a young lad?
I did not like Doug.
I'll go what? E?
Yeah.
Gravity Falls, this is your show. This is the one you like.
Oh, yeah. Go up and see the tier list real quick. I could say C.
Okay. Oh, okay. I thought you'd go higher. I thought that was your show, man.
I know it is, but it's like also.
All right. DuckTales.
DuckTales.
Love the intro to this. Yeah. I can go S?
Yeah, I can. I could do that.
Let's do S.
Yeah.
Elena of Avalor, just out of respect for Sophia the First, this is going to go F tier. Because they're basically the same show. Emperor's New School.
A.
For show. Fish Hooks.
F.
F, really?
Yeah.
You did, because this had the Kyle Massey, the voice of Corey, or who was Corey, in That's a Raven and Corey in the House.
Yeah, I didn't really like it.
Ah, okay. I respect your drip. Gargoyles.
Gargoyle, that could be.
B, yeah, that was a good show. I remember watching it on Halloween a lot. That can go there. JoJo Circus. I've seen this show.
Never seen it.
I'll go E tier. It's not that bad. Kick Buttowski.
C.
Do we even have to debate on this one?
How down bad are you for Kim Possible?
You know where I stand. No, this includes my girl.
I need you to say you would bend her over and show her
the fist. No, I'm down. I'll show her what the sitch is, but not Kim Possible. She go. That's going S tier.
So you want to bend Kim Possible and show her the 51 states?
I'm Shego all the way through.
No, buddy, right. But I'm asking about Kim. You want to bend over, you know?
I'm Team Shego. I don't care. If she tells me to hate Kim Possible, I'm hating Kim Possible. I'm doing it. She's got to do it for the one time. Shego is, that's all it is. Tarzan.
You've seen this?
I have seen this.
I've seen this as well.
What are we feeling for it?
A.
A. A. Before we continue the show, I wanted to take a little time to talk about Noom. Noom uses the latest in behavioral science to empower people to take control of their health for good through a combination of psychology, technology, and human coaching on their platform to help millions of users meet their personal health and wellness goals. A lot of people face pressures to change themselves to fit other people's expectations, and the more freeing solution is to find the things that work for you. Noom understands that everyone's weight loss journey is unique, and what works for someone else might not really work for you. That's why Noom's approach adapts to your lifestyle. It's flexible and focuses on progress, not perfection, allowing you to work towards your goals at a pace that's comfortable for you. And for me personally, that's huge. I know that I am not Dwayne The Rock Johnson. I know that I'm not getting up at 4 a.m. to go work out. But by using Noom and having that little more of flexibility and stability, it certainly helps with my journey here. Noom also makes it easy to start your weight loss journey and stay on track with personalized lessons that help you gain confidence and a practical knowledge, one-on-one coaching, and cognitive behavioral approaches that teach you how to be mindful of your habit. 75% of Noom weight loss users finish the program, and more than 60% of users that engaged with the program kept the weight off for a year or more. So start building better habits for healthier long-term results. Sign up for your trial at Noom.com/believe. Again, that is Noom, N-O-O-M, .com/believe. B-L.
Get it up there. All right, where would you put this? Where would you put this?
S-tier.
All right, yeah, we're on the same.
It was the Lilo and Stitch show, and it's only because, like, it was a cool concept where it's, like, all of his cousins or whatever.
Yeah,
and then they're going down.
And then the last episode was the movie.
Yeah, and that was cool. Perfect, perfect.
The 6-2, and I also love 6-2-5, whoever, the one who talks, that makes sandwiches.
Yeah. Bro, how did Shaolin Showdown get here? Isn't that Cartoon Network?
No, because I believe that's the new Shaolin Showdown, because the Shaolin Showdown reboot was on Cartoon Network.
Real? Oh. So what do we...
Hold on. I'm doing my research. Hold on. Pause. Yeah, it was on Disney XD. All right, I was right.
Oh, wow. I see. I didn't know that.
All right, so like we found out, this is Shaolin Chronicles that we're looking at, which is kind of like a reboot, that's sequel to Shaolin Showdown, which was no longer on Cartoon Network, it was on Disney XD. I saw it, I just didn't like it because the Shaolin show, the Showdown aspect, remember when they fought for the, I want to say the ambulance? Whatever it was, they made it into like 3D and everything like that. It was really bad, I didn't really care for it. And then they added a brand new character, which is kind of like Omi, but not really. And it was kind of weird because it was kind of like a sequel, so it's a reboot, because it doesn't take place right after it. I would put it in F tier.
F. Really? So it was just kind of like a weird, like it didn't need to happen.
It really didn't. Like, it could have happened if they were carrying it on as like how the original ended, but it really, yeah.
Mickey Mouse Club Hass.
Hot dog, hot diggity dog. We got ears. Say cheers.
Bro, it tried to be House of Mouse. I'm going A.
It really did.
Just for the hot dog dance, I'm going A. Yeah?
Yeah.
Okay. Monsters at Work.
Please tell me, have you started watching this on Disney Plus?
I have not.
Dude, the first episode fucking slaps.
Really?
It's so funny. I'll put it in A tier.
A tier. Notice how, like, Tarzan, Goofy, Lion King, you know, Emperor's New Groove, and Tarzan are all just inhabiting the top tiers?
Yeah, 100%.
All right. I don't think we need to debate.
I'm not even looking at the moment right now. What are we looking at?
Recess. I don't like how you're struggling here.
You put it in A tier?
No, are you?
I can go S or A, honestly.
I'll go S.
Okay.
I love me some Recess. The new age DuckTales. What are we thinking?
Where do we put the old school DuckTales at?
DuckTales got S.
B. Put a B. B. Out of respect to just the name.
Just the name. Pepper Ann. I've seen this show.
I barely remember this.
Yeah, I'm going to go right there.
All right.
I just remember the song. Mm-hmm. Phineas and Ferb, S.
101 Days of Summer Vacation. Put that in S here.
Proud Family.
I did not like this as much as people did. I really didn't. I can't justify putting it in A. Because I would never, like, the bullies were also purple for some reason. I don't know why. And, like, it was literally a typical black house where everyone was just yelling in the house. And if you break this down, it was kind of like stereotyping how, like, black culture is in a household. The angry grandma that's, like, beating. And it was weird. And I put it at B. Would you put it at?
I put it right there at B.
All right. You already knew where I was going with it.
Roly Poly Oly. I remember this.
I'm thinking of that was Oswald.
So where are we thinking? I'm thinking either C or...
I barely remember it.
I'll give it a C because I do...
Do you remember Oswald with the blue eye?
Yeah, he had the hot dog.
He literally had a hot dog as a dog, which was great.
Yeah. Special Agent Osso. I want to punch this bear in the face.
Oh my god!
Add him on the list of cartoon characters I can beat up.
Oh my god!
But I've never seen it. I've seen this bear, and I'm like, no. Don't even talk to me. Star Wars Rebels.
So you're saying because it's not once again you're going from when it was the good and the bad and then the good again.
Star Wars Rebels was a banger all the way through.
No, it wasn't. Yes. As a person. I didn't use my veto yet, right?
No.
I'm gonna put it on A. Like, because as a person who watched the Rebels during quarantine, there was some episodes where I was like, "Oh, this is too much." Like, I was like falling off of it. I'm being realistic. You're biased. You're a fan of Star Wars. You would die on that hill. As somebody who enjoys Star Wars, Rebels was like too much because I was literally watching from season one all the way to the new one. I stopped because there were a lot of fillers, which I was skipping, but some of it was just like, come on.
For the person who watched Naruto.
I didn't watch Naruto.
If you watch anime, it's the same deal.
I don't watch a lot of anime. I'm not an anime movie. I watch specific anime. I nitpick which animes I'm watching.
Nitpick what animes.
Yeah.
Buzz Maggie. I barely remember this. She looks familiar.
Yeah.
The Replacements.
What a banger of an intro of a song.
Yeah, dude. I can go B?
Yeah, B for banger, yeah.
B for Replacements?
Nope, that's not it.
101 Dalmatians the show. I feel like, what?
We just did that. Is that a...
Unless there's like a new one.
Oh, no, let's see. Let me do my research.
F tier, just cause.
There was one that came out in 1997. Oh, there's one. Oh, 101 and Dalmatian Street.
Oh.
That came out in 2018 and ended in 2022.
So, that's right there. This show, The Weekenders.
Why does that sound familiar?
I remember this intro, and it was a banger. The show was a banger, too. I can go B or A for this. Potentially S.
I barely remember the show.
All right, so I'll take this and put it up at A tier. The Mighty Ducks.
Coming off the great movie.
No, please. I can go D for this.
Well, D for it? Yeah, sure.
D for Duck.
Oh, wait, no, it's not based off the movie.
No, it's like the actual, like...
Mighty Ducks, yeah, okay.
Yeah.
I sound like a complete idiot right now.
Ask me how I remember this, but this show is called Madeline.
Yes.
It's like this little French girl.
Yeah.
I'm going to go D because I remember. And if I remember this,
okay,
it deserves to be there. Schoolhouse Rock.
Schoolhouse Rock. Where would you put this?
I'm going to go D.
Okay. All right. And there was one show I said we forgot. Bum. I'm going to give you the intro of it and see if you can remember. And I'll say bum bum. Bum bum. Bum bum. Can you...
Oh, I by accident put this. Is it this one? Is it
this one? Yes.
Yeah, by accident, I don't know how it got there. But Dave the Barbarian.
I'm so happy you got it from the intro.
Barbarian. Dude.
Yeah.
That might go S tier for me.
Yeah, put that on S tier. That'd be.
I don't know how that got there, but yeah, dude. Dave the Barbarian was. Oof. That was art.
Underrated show. Underrated.
That was cinema. That was peak cinema.
Oh my God. It was so good. With the sister, the younger sister, when everyone thought she was a monkey. The prince, the sword, the parents just leaving them to watch the kingdom. Dave being an imbecile.
Yep.
Noah's brother. Can't relate.
What you could relate to are more episodes of the Get Comfy Lowdown, Get Comfy Game Break, and Get Comfy Podcast every single Sunday, Wednesday, and Friday, 10 a.m. Eastern Standard Time on all major listening platforms like iTunes, Spotify, and of course the Bleav Network. I have been Kalo, joined by the one and only.
And by the mic.
And we'll see you guys next time.
Thank you for listening to Bleav. You can show support to your host by subscribing to the show and giving us a 5-star rating on your preferred platform. Check us out at Bleav.com and search for BLEAV on YouTube.
You know when you're listening to a true crime story that has an unbelievable plot twist that makes you stop in your tracks? That's what our podcast, People Are the Worst, brings you with each episode. I'm Rachel.
And I'm Rebecca. We're identical twins who love true crime cases that make you say, "Didn't see that coming," and we hate the people responsible for them. Listen to People Are the Worst now on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.